course, we know that Rosh Hashanah celebrates the beginning of a new year, but it also commemorates the creation of the very world, our very world itself. And throughout the liturgy, we find prayers that talk about the idea of the creation of the world. Tomorrow, we will say Hayom Harat Olam. Today is the day that the world was born. But probably a better or more accurate translation would be, today is the day of the birthing of the world, of the process of creating and birthing the world. And so we celebrate not just that which was created, but we celebrate everything that is going to still come into being. And it's easy at this time of year, if I just look over my shoulder and I look out the window, the trees are dappled with the sun just shining through on the green trees. And all over the north, where we live, we see goldenrod and yellow flowers. And at this time of year, it's easy to really revel, for those of us in the Midwest, to revel into the beauty of the world, the beauty of the world that was given to us. My tradition at this time of year is I like to buy mums. I love the beautiful colors of the mums, the multicolored. But for me, it's also, my mother loved mums and she always had them in her home at Rosh Hashanah. So it's both a tribute to the beauty of nature, but also a memory of my childhood home on Rosh Hashanah. But those of us who might be able to spend this beautiful beginning of fall season reveling in nature, we need to remember that, of course, that we do not live in a bubble and our world is in trouble. Wildfires are raging out of control. Almost 700,000 people in Louisiana are still without power. People in New York and New Jersey swept away by floods. It gives even more immediate meaning to the question that we ask at the high holiday time, who by water and who by fire? And Judaism has taught us that if we destroy our world, God will not come down to fix it for us. We're told in a midrash, this is the only world that we're given and we better take care of it. There's a story that's fairly well known by a figure in rabbinic literature called Honi the Circle Maker. And he tells the story of seeing an old man planting trees. And he says to the old man, you know, you're not gonna live. It's a really lovely thing to say to somebody. You're not gonna live long enough to see the fruits of these trees. And Honi says to him, as my ancestors planted for me, I plant for my descendants. This year, the Jewish calendar of 5782 introduces actually a very ancient practice that happens every 7 years. We're told in the Torah that every 7 years, we have to practice the laws of Shemitah, that every seventh year, we have to let the world the land in Israel, lay fallow. And this Rosh Hashanah marks the beginning of the Shemitah year in Israel. So every 7 years, since time immemorial, people that own land are not allowed to plant and to do all of the things that one would do. You have to just let the land lay fallow. You can't just take and take and take without ever allowing the land to rest. And so this will be a year of learning for all of us, the conservative movement in Israel, the Masorti movement.
The world was born
in Israel.
Probably a better or more accurate.
Okay, that's a little strange. Thank you. I could start over. No. So the Masorti movement, the conservative movement in Israel, is going to be doing a lot of learning opportunities about what can we learn, what modern lessons can we learn from the practice of Shemitah. I think in many ways, this last year and a half, we have had a great deal of practice non-voluntarily giving up so many of our regular habits that we know are not particularly good for the planet. And so I think we can all challenge ourselves in this coming year to think about even some of those things that we had to do because we were forced into our homes. Can we adapt them and adopt them as regular habits? Composting, giving up single-use plastic, I saw on Facebook so many people that planted gardens.
My mother loved moms, and she always had them in her home at Rosh Hashanah. So
okay. I know I rely. I know someone's going to fix that. I actually heard about an interesting tashlich for this year. You know, in tashlich, we throw our breadcrumbs into the water to cast off our sins, that a congregation in Florida for tashlich is actually going to do a beach cleanup. Instead of throwing things into the water, they're going to clean up and take things out of the water. And so you'll be hearing more about these types of learnings this coming year. But I wanted to end by just reading a beautiful a prayer by a colleague of mine, Rabbi David Seidenberg. May we learn and teach each other how to live without destroying and ruining this world that is the source of our life. As it says in the book of Isaiah, they will not harm and they will not ruin or destroy in my mount of holiness, for they will understand that the earth is filled with God like the waters fill the sea.